Well, Michael, Derry Hurlers in action as well this weekend, facing Down at home.
Yeah, it doesn't come any tougher. It's the toughest game in the division, and it comes right away. And, you know, they've had a decent history between each other in the past few years. Last year, Derry beat Down twice, and it was actually their first game of the season, Down in Newry last year. And John McAvoy's first year, and then last season, you know, it was the same. So a tough opener, and a bit of change in the Derry panel. Jared Bradley from Slaneel has opted out, which is a huge loss. He was probably Slaneel's best player for most of the championship, and John's not going to have him. He just hasn't put his hat into the ring through work commitments. So that's a big loss for him. But to counteract that, he's brought in a bit of youth. Owen Cassidy from Kevin Lynch's up and coming player. He's brought in another goalkeeper to the panel, Leo Passmore from Coleraine, who has two college all stars, and big Jerome McGuigan from Slaneel has joined the panel. So he has freshened things up, and a very thorough manager from dealing with him in the media over this past few years. Comes across very well, and has, you know, does his homework well on teams. So he's in a good enough position there.
Mm-hmm. And again, before we look more at Sunday's game, in terms of the league overall, what would be the goal, the first, number one priority?
Say promotion be well within their grasp. Last year they lost the last day to Wicklow, you know, so promotion would definitely be within their grasp. A piece that John did in the paper with us this week, it wasn't me personally, it was one of my colleagues, but he was talking about just keeping that upward curve going. You know, this past few years Derry Hurling has been on the rise, and, you know, he referenced progress, he referenced Slaneel, you know, taking Ballyheal all the way, you know, Coleraine getting to an All-Ireland series as well. So he's very positive, but promotion would definitely be something that Derry Hurling would need.
Yeah, and if that's to be achieved, you know, you got to win games like this weekend.
You definitely do. It's like every campaign, Tom, you're playing catch-up. Doubt creeps in, but it's just a pity maybe that these two teams have met on the first day, because it would set itself up nicely for later in the campaign, you know, a meeting of Derry and Down.
Because,
as I say, like, Down did pretty well in that Q Cup earlier on in the year, whereas Derry didn't enter the Conor McGurk Cup this year. They didn't really, you know, they hadn't really as much of a pre-season as they had usually. But I think the thing about Derry Hurling is that it just needs a lift on all fronts. You know, the club scene has really lifted. School scene, like St Patrick's Mahara, are always at the latter stages of the Meehan Cup. Players coming out of that minor team from a few years ago that they're hoping to build, Celtic Challenge 2 years in a row. So that's where Derry needs to go as a county as a whole. And I think if you got yourself up a division and got to a Christy Ring Cup final, the last 2 years, very, very disappointing semi-final defeats, you know, to the eventual winners of the competition. So if Derry could ever get themselves to a Christy Ring final, there's no reason why they couldn't win it. That's a long way away.
Yeah.
But that's where Derry needs to go.
Yeah, looking at the panel John McAvoy has, are they capable of going up?
I think they are, yeah. Tom, I do believe it.